Occupy Tampa occupied the park. We were here the whole evening, and it was the start of the occupation in solidarity with the people in Yemen and the people of Occupy Wall Street and the occupation that's going on in D.C. As well as all around the country.
Tom Johnson is a lawyer and is part of the Occupy Tampa legal work group. More than 120 people participated in a General Assembly meeting that began after 7 Saturday evening. In that meeting, Johnson said one plan the legal team is considering is to ask Tampa City Council to change the city's codes so the First Amendment rights of protesters will no longer be violated.
Those areas of the municipal code that are offensive to the First Amendment of the United States Constitution and also to the free speech provisions of the Florida Constitution, these need to be changed. So, the plan is that we come up with language, and of course we'll just go ahead and put it out as it is now, but we'll take suggestions, get language to change the municipal code, to amend it, so as to allow people to exercise their First Amendment rights without fear of being arrested. We will send this to the City Council.
During the same General Assembly, Occupy Tampa agreed to use most of its funds to bail people out of jail if they were arrested for breaking city code and occupying a park that night. Consensus was reached that 75% of Occupy Tampa's funds would be used to bail them out. That comes to a little over $2,000.
So, can we get a consensus on approval of this proposal? Any blocks? Okay. Now, the other proposal was for after this, at a later time.
What was the
termination? Oh, it's consensus. That'll happen. We actually came to consensus.
In that General Assembly, criminal defense attorney Linda Marino agreed to represent Occupy Tampa members if they're arrested. Marino is best known in the Tampa Bay area for defending Dr. Sami El-Aryan.
I support you guys. I think the young lady asked an interesting question. You need to decide once you're arrested if you want to go to trial, because that whole endeavor can be a real statement of what you all believe in here. And I would be willing to offer my services as defense counsel. And I'll be talking to you.
Even though a group of about 30 did occupy a small grassy area of Curtis Hickson Park between palm trees Saturday night, there have been no arrests since Friday. That's when 6 Occupy Tampa protesters were arrested while they were lying or sitting on part of a public sidewalk. A much larger group remains on the sidewalk outside the park, where police have told them they can stay as long as they maintain a wide area of sidewalk clear for pedestrians and are up by 6 in the morning. But many protesters still want a park, in part because of the dangers of camping along North Ashley Drive. Saturday night, Meg Savage, who is pregnant, was hit by a beer can thrown from a moving car.
Well, I'm 13 weeks pregnant, and luckily the beer can hit me in the chest and not the stomach, and I'm not feeling any pain in my stomach, so I think I'm all right. I will follow up with my midwife to make sure.
Edgar Santiago and 10 other people slept on the park side of the barriers again last night. He said sleeping there was less of an act of civil disobedience and more of an act of civil intelligence.
The cops are well aware that that has already happened, that that is a safety issue, and I think we have every right to protect our safety.
Last night, protester Chris Cope set up a tent on the sidewalk and slept overnight. But when police arrived at 6:45 this morning, they told Cope that he had 5 minutes to pack up his tent or risk arrest. He packed it up, and others inside the park returned to protesting on the sidewalk.
Well, on the first day they set up tents, they took them down, they didn't get to sleep in them. I'm going to be the first person to do this, set up the tent, see if we can make it through one night without the police telling me to take it down. If they do ask me, I will take it down.
Mark Wolfson is a U.S. Marine and is now also a military contractor. He lives in one of those high-rise residential buildings downtown. Although a few residents have complained about noise, Wolfson said he supports the protesters.
As long as you give me earplugs, I don't really mind about that. The ultimate idea is that I serve in the military, and the point is I 100% support people doing what they're doing right now. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if I believe in it or not. That has nothing to do with it.